Any beef you want to get started here on this podcast? Oh, we can make sure that it gets started. Anything you want to say to close out?
Waleed's been dying to start some beef. He's been talking about it in practice. Talk your shit, Waleed. Talk your shit.
Yeah, I've been talking shit to Josh too, dude. And then I got my ass kicked from the workout yesterday.
That's one thing about Waleed. He will talk shit to anyone. I respect it. He's got the most confidence in himself out of anyone. I really respect it. He talks shit to Josh every single day. It's hilarious.
We are setting records on the Beer Mile podcast
for the amount that we sweat during that episode.
We're always PRing here on the Beer Mile podcast.
The most coffee I've had in an episode.
That is the PR, the earliest episode we've ever recorded, which is pretty funny because it wasn't even that early. It was 11 a.m. our time, central time, 10 a.m. for Waleed and Isaiah. So shout out to them for joining us for a coffee hour.
We're like the coffee club. Do they drink coffee on that though?
They do. They always do. Yeah. Theirs is usually an afternoon coffee, but we're more of a wake and bake kind of group here. wake and grind those beans up. Isaiah and Waleed, this was a great man. This is a good banter.
This is a really good one.
Banter episode.
If you're looking for some shit talk, you'll get it.
You'll get it here. You'll get some. We got some good listener questions. As always, the listener is making these episodes hilarious. We got some inside scoop from a few former teammates, friends,
acquaintances,
mothers, fathers,
daughters.
Baby daddy. Going the wrong way with that. But anyway, we got some good banter on this one with the two newest. Maybe is Devin newer technically? I don't really know. But anyway,
they're basically brand new.
They're all newbies, Isaiah and Waleed. Fun to talk to them today. They're hanging out in Albuquerque doing their altitude training and prepping for this coming Friday, the Lilac is what it's called.
Lilac Grand Prix.
Yeah, the Union Athletics Club meet in Spokane. So good shit. Good luck to them this upcoming weekend, and you're going to enjoy this one. Before we get into it, though, we got to, first of all, got to thank our newest patrons.
Hell yeah.
For making this show possible. Patrons, patreon.com/beermiles, where you can go to get uncut and uncensored footage. Also be entered into exclusive giveaways. We send everyone a little gift that signs up. So patreon.com/beermiles is the place to be, and the Discord as well.
True. Discord. Also, next episode, we can probably talk about this episode too, but the Truth or Dab Hot Ones.
That's coming.
That's going to be on Patreon. If you want to see Chris and I in pain, got to subscribe.
That's right. So shout out to our newest patrons. We got Alex Weeks, Nikki Atkins, Andrew, Emery Zerider. Zerider. That's a cool name.
Oh fuck!
Did you just take a hit of coffee or a hit of weed there, my guy?
Oh, I went down the wrong pipe.
Gus Kaiser, I'll try to get over this background noise here. Gus Kaiser and Brian Garrido, thank you to all of you for joining us on Patreon.
You help us put out good shit. I think you can even directly attribute them to, we're footing the bill for our new editing shit, so.
That's right. You help us up our game across the board, cover the equipment. And then we're also able to do things like this upcoming Friday. So our boys, Isaiah and Waleed, are racing in Spokane. But right here in Chicago, we have...
Dude, I'm like kind of stressed out.
we're gonna be doing some coverage of the... Wisco is hosting a meet at the new indoor track in Chicago. Absolutely insane facility.
Brand new... Super nice.
The future track of holding the American record in the mile, because Cooper Tier and Cole Hawker are going for that American record in the mile this Friday.
We'll have pre-meet coverage with coaches live streamed on Thursday as athletes are making their way into the hotel. We'll have a live audience, live Q&A.
Post-race interviews.
We'll have a dedicated media spot. Hopefully get to chat a little bit with Bernard Legat. Should be there.
Yeah, Legat's watching. He's been a big fan of the Beer Mile Pod for quite a while. He's been hitting us up, and we're like, man, you're just like, you're retired. Like, you're just not relevant anymore, man. You can't be on the show. But maybe we'll let him on the show now.
Oh, dude, I was like explaining that to Jordan that like, oh, like Bernard Lagat's gonna be there. And she was like, who is that? I was like, fuck.
Wow, geez.
Like, how the fuck do you not know Bernard Lagat?
Well, I mean, like 99.999% of the world probably doesn't know
who. Yeah, yeah, but like if you're a runner, you're like,
I know. I was gonna say, I'm very shocked at that one because he was on the scene for like our entire upbringing and running. So.
And like even into like competing as like in master, like he was still setting records for a long time.
But anyway, this podcast is not about Bernard Lagat. He's not getting free airtime on this episode.
He will be at the Wisconsin meet.
This is about popping champagne with Colin Cooper when one of them breaks the American record, or when both of them break the American record.
Yeah.
We're going to manifest it right here.
And we'll have a live post-meet coverage. I think we're going to do it with Cooper. So
Beer Mile Media on YouTube, that's the place to go. Subscribe there and you will get all of the notifications for live streams.
Send in
blah blah blah.
Send in questions or general banter during the live stream. We plan on having a laptop up with all the chats open and reading those.
Yeah, and Adam can ask the college coaches some inappropriate questions if you send them in.
Hey, Mick Byrne, I heard.
Who is your sexiest athlete that you coach? No, Alberto won't be there, so we're not having any.
We're not going to catch any cases.
No, we're not.
I like that shit talk on Alberto. I support that.
That's
good for the pod.
Yeah, you know, good for the pod, bad for Alberto sexual assaulting people, so. Canceled.
Don't do it, man. It's pretty easy.
Treat people with respect.
No means no.
Don't put fingers in places they shouldn't be going.
Oh my God.
Other.
Unless you're fingering the pulse of Manscaped. Let me tell you.
Good transition. That was total flow. If you're watching the video, which you should be on Spotify video versions, we're betas. We have beta access. No, we're not betas. Waleed confirmed today we're alphas.
Yeah, I think so.
Beta access on the video version on Spotify. You will see that I'm holding up a pair of my boxers. Don't make me put them on. Maybe I should put them on. No,
for this episode, yeah.
No.
Wait. We should get Jack to like smell it. Give a smell test.
Yeah, smell test. So I have worn these for 3 runs straight right now.
And my wife is going to just
smell so good. No, but for real, manscaped.com, been the supporter of this show for like 6 months now. We thank them for their support. And there's a reason we work with them because they have really good quality stuff that we actually use on a day-to-day basis.
Everything,
especially
they do,
these boxers.
Everything they do smells good, from their body wash, shampoo, conditioner,
cologne.
Okay, you know how sometimes we do unsolicited marketing advice coming at you? I think Manscaped should have candles.
With the same scent as the body wash? What you're going for?
Yeah,
it would work.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty manly to get into candles. I think that's a very manly thing.
Candles, buy stock in Yankee Candle. I don't know if they're publicly traded.
Yankee Candle's just getting started. They're going to sell double the number of candles next year. So manscaped.com, use code BEERMILE, no space, just all one word, BEERMILE, for 20% off and free worldwide shipping. At least get yourself some of these boxers. They're perfect under your half tights or your full tights when you're running.
Keep the Keep the family jewels secured.
No chafing, no odor.
They're going to release, perfect. I heard they're going to release a tripod edition too.
Yeah, they do have the XL edition where they basically take the crotch here and they extend it down to the knees.
Dude, okay, here's a fucking...
It's a 30-inch inseam.
All right, here's a TikTok idea for you.
Oh, God.
All right, so the TikTok, it's just going to have the header as... What Waleed Solomon's dick, like day in the life of Waleed Solomon's dick, and he gets up from bed. It's like a common TikTok thing. And you get up off of bed, and it's just like the camera on bed. And then as soon as he starts walking, it just hits the floor, and then the camera is just dragging behind him. Day in the life of Waleed Solomon's underwear or something like that.
Oh, God. Yeah. Stay tuned to hear about the origin story of the tripod name. It may or may not be related to anything that Adam just said. All right. I think that does it for this intro.
Let's get into a good banter episode.
Let's do it. to start things off, so Waleed, myself, Adam, we all got some coffee. This is the earliest podcast we've ever done. So why are you guys up so early just chilling on a Saturday morning? What's going on?
We got to go support Devin. He's running the 400 in like an hour and a half, 2 hours down at UNM. So
Got you. And you said it's a day off for you, Isaiah, right? Are you taking the day off running?
Yeah, today's my day off.
Lucky you.
What did you have today, Waleed?
I have 7 to 9.
Okay.
Yeah, you no days off.
Yeah. True distance guy right there. Do you long run on Sundays? And so today's just lighter day?
Long run on Sundays, yeah. Cool. So tomorrow I have, I think, from 17 to 19. So.
Okay. Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, getting a big day and love it.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been in Albuquerque?
Right now it's been coming close to 5 weeks, I think, if I'm not mistaken, or 4 weeks. So, and then we're leaving next Wednesday, heading up to Spokane.
Yeah.
And yesterday I decided that I'm going to race. So I'm running the mile or the 15, not really sure what event they're having right now. So, but yeah. And then Isaiah, I think, is running
the
Lilac,
right?
Yeah.
Lilac Grand Prix. Dope.
Yeah. No, I'm running the 6 there.
Do you guys know who's in your races from Union? Like who you're facing off against?
I think Craig is in mine, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, no, Charlie Hunter. Sorry.
Okay. Charlie's going mile.
Yeah.
So are you racing Donovan, Isaiah? Is Donovan going to get out of racing Dodge, it? Is it not high enough profile of a meet for him?
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to be in the race. I think they haven't released the entries yet, but pretty sure it'll be there. His team's putting it on, so they kind of have to.
Who would win in a DMR race between you guys and Union, do you think? Or I guess they technically only have 3 dudes, right? So maybe that doesn't work. Throw Craig Nowak in there since he's been kind of training with them a little bit. True. Who you guys got in a DMR?
They need a fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would destroy any team. We would take any pro team. not just Union. Anyone who wants to smoke.
Dave Riches was talking a lot of shit on Twitter.
Would Dave Rivich even make the team for the DMR?
Yeah, who'd you put up for your DMR?
I feel like we were talking about this yesterday. Dave said that it's going to be Rivich on the 12, Josh in the mile, Devin in the 8, or sorry, on the 4, and I think it's Isaiah on the 800.
Okay, so Waleed, you're gonna
pick Rivich over you?
Come on.
I don't think I am currently fit to be on that team yet. Okay. Just give me a few more weeks and then I'll probably be like, I'll be there. We'll see the results next Friday, so.
Yeah, okay. You'll have to show him what's up. So what are you racing Dave there, or is he running a different event?
I think he's running the 3K.
3K? Okay.
Yeah, he's about to run something dirty, so. I just have a good feeling.
Good stuff. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. So what's it been like so far with the Brooksbees? Is the newest? Well, Isaiah's the really new guy, but what's the transition been like? Is it happy with your decision? Good team so far?
I mean, I'm happy with it. I finally have training partners and that's just like all I've needed the past couple of years. So the transition's going well. Danny's a good coach. It's fun hanging out with the guys, just like chilling. Like yesterday, we went to a brewery and all hung out. So it's just a good environment. And yeah, it's going really smoothly so far.
How about you, Waleed?
It's been a lot of fun. It's kind of coming in from high school, going to college, and college kind of like running with people who are like on the same level of fitness as I am, to coming here to a group where like I'm running, you know, with a bronze medalist and people who are constantly kicking my ass in workouts. I'm actually kind of like enjoying it in a way that it's like, you know, I'm looking forward to being on the same level of fitness as everybody else on the team here. Team dynamic is amazing and so on. And just, you know, a lot of good resources as well. And I've been enjoying it. It's been like, 3 months right now? And it's been one hell of 3 months. So,
yeah. Who else were you guys looking at for teams or even considering training solo? Start with you, Waleed. Who else were you looking at?
For me, I talked to my agent a little bit before I signed, just kind of seeing like what's out there. And there's been a few offers here and there, but kind of Brooks is the one that like stood out. And it's the one where kind of like Danny constantly like kept talking to me. And like, I felt like, you know, it feels good to be wanted by somebody. And like, that's kind of like what Danny did. He like really wanted me to be part of his team. He like had this whole plan of like what he wants me to do in the next few years. And Knowing that I got quite the range, you know, I could still run the 10K cross. He's like, let's try and like move into like 5K, 10K, maybe half later on in the year. So
good stuff. Yeah. How about you, Isaiah? What did you have some other offers you were looking at?
Yeah. For me, it was just between staying with Nike. I guess I kind of had the option of staying with my college coach and staying at the like at Penn State volunteer coach, working with the team and the guys there. I talked with DC a little bit, but it didn't really seem like they're a group, but they don't really train together too much, which is not really what I wanted. Like I said, I really just wanted training partners. So Brooks kind of had more of a team dynamic, which I really liked. So yeah, kind of made the decision pretty easy.
So what's the, I guess, going to the West Coast from the East Coast and splitting time between like Seattle and Albuquerque now, how has that been, that transition? Is it a culture shock at all, or is it pretty good?
No, I mean, I've always liked the West Coast a lot. Like, I've wanted to live in Portland. I would go there like at least once a year. I mean, whether for races or just visiting. So I've always liked it out there. I haven't actually been to Seattle yet. I move in a week. So I've just been in Albuquerque at training camp. And I mean, it's been fun. It's nice to be just like locked in and focused with the guys, and just everyone's fit. Everyone's just like, you know, dialed in right now, excited for racing. So it's been good.
What about the athlete special leaving the team? Were you guys disappointed that you weren't going to be stars on the YouTube channel, or is that a net positive?
I mean, I don't know. I think Spencer was a good thing for the team. I think he got a lot of attention for the team. So I was definitely sad that he wasn't going to be around as much, but, yeah, I guess it's just a business move. I don't know. Wally, did you get a chance to like hang out with him at all? I didn't really,
yeah.
I was never around when he was here.
I'm Alio's roommate, so I see him all the time, actually. it is quite sad that he's not there. Just seeing like his high energy and like how like he brings in like, you know, good vibes around the people that are around him. Not being like, you know, in the workouts and stuff like that is, you know, obviously sad. I didn't really get to see that. But I'm still glad that I see him every now and then, just showing up in the house and hear him just screaming upstairs, him and Allie. I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but yeah.
Screaming in what way? What?
They're like constantly like, they're like wrestling all the time. It's so like I'm like in my room.
Yeah, it's wrestling.
Like,
it's
wrestling. I was just going to say, it's like, oh, I've walked in like, on my parents
like,
wrestling before.
Oh, we're wrestling. I was like, all right, cool.
Wait, so you're roommates with Allie, but you're not roommates with Spencer. Is that right?
Spencer lives in a different house. He's constantly in that house. Yeah, it's something.
That's so weird. Why is Spencer not roommates with Allie at this point? What?
I feel like he should be. Yeah. Yeah. That's
commitment, man. I know. Yeah, that's
Oh God.
I've one related to the DMR question. If Brooks Beast had to take on another team in a cage match, like no rules, you can, I don't know, WWE style, who would you take on and why?
Let me think this clearly. I feel like on.
Oh, you want some on smoke?
I mean, like, I'm trying to think. I mean, yeah, On Smoke has been like, I wanted this for a while, to be honest with you. It's just like, I've throughout my whole college career, I like always loved like shitting on like a particular team, and that was Arkansas. Like, I hate Arkansas, but I love their guys, you know, hang out with them whenever like I get the chance to do so and so on. And but like when it comes to the track, it's like I like do my absolute best to like shit on them. Like, I cannot lose to an Arkansas guy, period.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what's going to be like for me, you know, with On. Like, I'm not, you know, friendly shitting on with them. But yeah, but honestly, like, I don't know. I feel like we could take them down. So I don't know what Isaiah would say, but I hope that guys are not going to be mad at me for saying this.
Oh, come on now.
I think, first of all, we've got the bulkiest team out of any like program for sure. If you look at me, Kidder, Josh, Drew, like, I think we could take basically any of these distance groups. I'm going to say Union, though, because I think they'd put up the best fight just because they got Don. But mm-hmm. I don't think Craig could fight Craig doesn't look too scrappy.
Dude, I think Craig is about to like break a bottle and start using it as like a shiv in the match. That's what I see for Craig.
Yeah, I feel like Craig is just like way too friendly and bubbly to get into that zone where he's just like pissed off. But yeah, Donovan would definitely have some quick hands and he's got some good reach too. So he'd be one to watch out for.
True. Yeah, yeah. We'll give him that. But he's not a killer. He doesn't have that killer mentality. I know he's not scrappy like that.
He ain't a beast for sure. No. So who on the beast team? Which of you guys is you're doing a tag team against another squad? Like who are the two guys that are gonna represent Brooks Beast for a tag team?
Kidder
fight?
And Drew. Yeah, Kidder and Drew are like, yeah, dude. I feel like that's it. It's like an 800-meter guy just in generally is just like bulkier than like a middle, 15 or like 5K person. So
when we were watching Milrose, it was even funny just to see Josh like be able to push people around because he's just bigger than everyone.
Just making space on the track.
Yeah, like what the fuck is Danny feeding these guys?
Too many blue moons, apparently.
Hey, whatever works.
When you were joining Brooks Beast, was there ever any issue raised around you like being in Westfly videos? Because when we talked to Everett on the pod like a month ago or a little over a month ago, whenever that was, he was saying that there was potentially some beef with Dathan, someone he's trying to recruit for On, basically saying like get him out of the videos, and he didn't say who it was or anything, but I was curious if that ever came up in any of your discussions and like, Waleed, you shouldn't be like associating yourself in these videos or if anything, if that was a bad thing at all.
From Danny, no. The only person that I've gotten that from was Dathan. And it wasn't literally a direct thing. It was like, someone came out and he's like, hey, like, blah, 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 said that you should probably like stay away from like the Westfly videos. And I was like, fuck, man. Like, I knew this thing was going to be an issue at some point, but I did not think that it's going to affect my career. Like, I still wanted to be in every video because like, it's like, I live with them. They're my roommates. They're my teammates. They're like my best friends. And like, how am I going to stay away from the videos? Like, I'm going to have to be locked in my bedroom the whole time. So there was still a few times where like, I'll show up in the back. I'd be like, yo, you got to cut that shit, bro. Like, I can't do that. But now looking back at it, I was like, honestly, I wish I like stayed in it. But yeah, that's the only person that really like kind of said something about it. I don't even know why he said that. Like, I mean, I understand like, I know some people really hate it, but like at the end of the day, it's like just a bunch of stupid college kids, Like,
right. And you weren't like front and center, like being the instigator on anything. Like,
yeah, I was not throwing a watermelon and hitting it with a baseball bat and saying that it's so Supersonius.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I guess hurts. Your career in one hand, but also maybe helps it if, getting the exposure. Cause like, obviously getting on YouTube and getting a larger following from like high school, college kids, that's got to help you to some extent.
Oh yeah. Any publicity is good publicity.
That's right. That's true. Right.
Especially in the running world.
That's true. There's really not. Yeah. The running world, we like being in it, we feel like it's pretty big and like, oh my gosh, these people are so popular, but compared to any other sport or celebrities or anything else, it's like still really small in comparison.
Like even if you got caught doping, I feel like your followers will still like go up. It's like, oh my God, this guy actually cool.
Cause you'd show up in you'd show up in news feeds then.
Yeah. Like,
oh, so-and-so got caught doping.
You finally get a Wikipedia page made for you. You finally got in the news or something.
It's like Isabel Kiprop. Like I didn't follow him before, but then as soon as I started seeing him tweeting every single day that he's innocent, I was like, man, I'm gonna like start following this guy.
I gotta see if he's actually innocent.
I gotta follow this kid,
Isaiah, what did you think about the Westfly? Were you like a Waleed fan before you even met him because of that? I guess maybe, or did you have a longer history together?
No, I love the Westfly videos. I'm all for that beef. The track That's where it needs that beef. Like, I mean, people are getting offended by it. I think that's so soft. Like, it's hilarious at the end of the day. It's so funny.
The post Milrose games, where basically they're like the beef between On and Brooks, where they're like, oh yeah, On's just like, we outclassed the Brooks Beasts. And then Dave had a, or no, Josh had a reaction video on YouTube. Like that, we need more of that. It was funny as fuck.
Oh,
we
yeah. Do. Yeah.
We do.
So good for the sport.
It's reminding me of Shalimo versus Lamont. Like that was so much fun. Like I got blocked by Shalimo on Instagram. I still am blocked. Literally, dude, it's like the weirdest thing ever. I remember I commented on one of his posts. He's like, I'm the lion and I'm running with chihuahuas or something like that. And basically he's saying, oh, like I'm a couple time world medalist, whatever he is. And I was like, dude, if he's saying that you're all this stuff, like, why don't you just act like it? And I got blocked because of that.
That hit too close to home.
Yeah, I could use a little more beef in general. I don't know. Everyone seems to take so much offense to everything, though. Like the amount of people that got, I guess on both sides, like the Your Move Centro thing, which was I just thought that was funny. But then you have half of people saying like these whatever self-entitled kids that are talking shit about their Olympian, blah blah blah. It's like it was just one comment. Like Let's Run definitely accentuates it a little bit. So
Let's Run is much fun. I love Let's Run. Dude, I go to like my English class and I'll just like open my laptop and I'm on Let's Run, just like reading and not even paying attention to class.
Well, yeah, I know you post on there too under some fake names. I definitely see you on there.
What are some of your fake usernames?
I never really posted anything, but there's this one thread one time. The caption was like, there's no way Waleed Solomon is 19 years old. He looked like he's 35. I was like, like I don't know, it was like back in my freshman year, just I guess people didn't really believe that I had an actual like birth certificate.
I read one on there, actually one of our listeners sent a Let's Run thread about your nickname, the tripod.
Self-proclaimed.
Wait, oh no! Oh, did he post that under his own username?
I'm the tripod.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah, no, I did not come up with that. I think it was Everett that came up with that, or one of the guys. I don't know. It was like we're sitting. Where was it? We were playing. I think it was like a game called The Stick, where you pass around a stick and then you ask a question, but it's like you whisper in somebody's ear, and then the answer is like, should be somebody around the circle and you hand them the stick. And I think tripod like started then. I don't know what was the question or what was the whole thing, but yeah, that was, God.
I feel like that's a soft story. I was thinking this is like a, like guys hitting the showers story is where I thought it was coming from. I didn't know it was from a game.
I don't think I should say any stories. I don't really want to get troubles with Brooks, you know?
Fair enough. So that was just a one-time nickname. Then it's not, Isaiah?
Do you?
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, Isaiah, is this what you know him by? Like, is this how he introduces himself?
Honestly, I'm pretty sure he gave himself that title, and he's just making up some background stories.
Yeah, like we're playing some game with a stick. Like,
yeah, run the fire.
Sounds a little sus to me. I don't know.
My other name is Mandingo.
Ooh, from how? How did you get that one? Oh. No. I was gonna say you're like one step away from changing your Instagram username to just @tripod.
@tripod. I mean, refer to me not he him tripod.
In parentheses, yeah. Speaking of stories that we might not be allowed to tell, Isaiah, we heard that you need to tell us about Old Town Scottsdale.
Old Town Scottsdale. Who asked that?
I think we could probably say Bryce. Bryce the Miler.
First of all, going out with Bryce is hilarious. That man has two beers and his confidence soars through the roof. He was talking to every single 10 in there, just no fucking fear. I was like,
hell yeah, shoot your shot. I like that.
I respect that. And if you've been to Old Town Scottsdale, like there's some good looking girls there. But what is this? I mean, we can't get into it too much, but yeah.
no charges were pressed. So we're good.
No charges were pressed.
Okay. We're
good. All right.
Was this part of, were you in Scottsdale last winter? Like when basically every pro runner was training in Scottsdale, were you part of that group?
Yeah, I went down with, Rob Ford and we were just training down there for the winter. Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's a good spot.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
then we got one for Waleed too. Then, Waleed, we need to know how much money you spent on beer in the summer of 2020 in Flagstaff.
I plead the fifth. I'm just gonna say I plead the fifth. I'm not answering that.
I mean, it's so hard. There's so many breweries in Flag.
Who's asking that question?
I mean, there's probably not that many people that would know about that. So
sure, there's only 12 people out there. So
12. Oh, okay. So it's one of 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's one of 12. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna hide that source then. We'll keep that one confidential. Dang. Okay. Well, I don't even know where he was going with that one. That's a bummer. All right. We got another one from Everett here. So what are you two, what's your involvement in the NFT space?
Dude, I wish I knew anything about NFTs.
Same answer, dude. I literally there was one time I was like, all right, I'm gonna sit down and like understand this thing. And I was like, dude, this is just too much. Like, I don't really know where to start.
So there's no, okay. I figured there was something there where you were working behind the scenes on like the Westfly NFT thing or something, but nah, it Everett just like legitimately wants to know what you guys know about NFTs or something.
Yeah, he's vetting them for the Westfly project.
Yeah.
I should probably hit him up after this. Like, dude, make me some NFTs. Hopefully it'll go up like in price later on. We'll see.
It can only go up as you start winning some races and whatever, you know, stock's only going to go up at this point.
True.
I saw that you can like buy like kind of like towns or like you make your own like NFT town kind of. I saw like Snoop Dogg made something like that.
Yeah.
Oh God, Snoop Dogg's into NFTs. What the fuck? What timeline are we living in?
I don't know. I get the concept of NFTs and like what it's all about, but I would never spend money on it at this point. I don't know. I can't get any value out of it.
I saw one where they were supposed to donate, I think like 50% of the trading volume to charity.
And
then the guy just like hopped on Twitter, was like, actually the charity is gonna be my wallet, fuck you guys.
Just screwed everyone over.
And everyone was like, oh my god, how could you do that? It's like, dude, so many people could do that. Oh my god.
Isaiah, we got another listener question for you. Someone wants to know if you're single.
I am single, yes, unfortunately.
Someone's happy right now. I didn't even look up who that was. Actually.
We should charge money for that.
I was gonna say, you're gonna have to let me know who that one was.
I'll look after this. We don't know. It might be a one or a dude or something. We don't know yet. So. One or a dude. We'll let you know though.
His pronouns might be he tripod. Another listener question, advice. This is probably relevant for both y'all since you're pretty quick. Advice for 800 meters or breaking two in 800 meters for a high schooler.
Yeah, when did you guys both break two for the first time? How old were you?
I think I was like 15.
15 or 35, whatever that's right.
Yeah,
how old were you, Isaiah?
I think I was around the same age, 14 okay. or 15 okay. as well.
So like, okay. like sophomore in high school? Is that
yeah, like
that
sophomore is? In high school-ish. Yeah. Okay. What's the advice for the high school kids that are trying to dip under two?
I mean, honestly, just run mileage, run 20, 30 miles a week. And I feel like that should be enough. Like,
yeah,
just do a lot of 400 meter repeats. Literally, that's all what got me there. Just do like 10 by 400 at like, I don't know, 70, 67, whatever you can handle, and eat Chick-fil-A breakfast.
It is funny when people ask questions like that, because the answer is just like, you know, train for a while, train consistently for a while and just get faster. Like, yeah. It's not really any like secret sauce, you know. Do some twos, do some fours, do some mileage, you know.
Right. Did either of you were you like big into lifting or cross training before then, or was it just like base what you'd expect from a high school training schedule?
We never lifted during track season. I don't know why, but our coach never made us lift. I played basketball in the winter. We do a little bit of lifting there, nothing crazy, just like some squats and some bench. We did not have like a actual strength coach, so none of us knew what we were doing. But yeah, for track, we never lifted. And I think like it's so important. For training.
Definitely important.
Was your track coach supportive of you playing basketball? Because I know a few track coaches who were like not fans.
Yeah, don't get hurt. You better be doing winter mileage. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, they wanted me to do indoor track, but I was like, no. I mean, I loved basketball, and that's like what I wanted to do in college originally. So I was like, I'm not giving this up for track. Like, I stay in shape for basketball. So I was like, this is my priority, not track.
And it, you've come away with someone say, who is it? Oh, Riley Masters said, you're the best athlete to ever come from Maine. So clearly something worked.
I was honored when he said that. That was awesome.
How many people live in Maine?
hey, quiet down, Wally, quiet down.
If somebody said that about me, I'd like get that framed with like a picture for of real, Riley Masters.
And I double checked it too. He said specifically best athlete, not best runner. So he was he's giving you props on being multi-sport, which is pretty cool.
I appreciate that. That's the guy.
So why did basketball not work out then? Were you just ended up being a little bit better at running, so you went that route?
Yeah, I mean, like what Waleed said, how many people are in Maine? Like, you don't get any attention for basketball in Maine, but track's one of those sports where it's like if you run fast, coaches don't really need to see you in person. They can just see your times. So it's a lot easier to get recruited. Basketball is one of those sports like football. Like you want to see the athletes play. Cause they could be playing against kids from
some
Northern
scrubs.
Maine.
Yeah.
Dropping 50 points a game.
Yeah. Doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't count. Yeah. It's not the same. Yeah.
Yeah. What, did you do anything else in growing up, Waleed, any other sports?
I played soccer almost my whole life, basically, until high school. My coach was never really a big fan of me playing soccer because I didn't really play for a team. I just like on Friday night, wherever, me and my friends would go out and just play soccer. This one time I had a meet. So I was playing soccer with my friends on Saturday, and next Friday I had a meet. And my coach basically told me, he's like, you need to stop playing soccer. I was like, yeah, sure. But I still went and played. And like, I hurt my Achilles somehow. I don't know what happened. It's like my right Achilles was just like so painful. And like Monday I get to school and I walk to his office like, hey coach, like, I don't know what happened. I was like running up the stairs this morning and like, I fell and overstretched my leg and my Achilles started hurting. He just looked at me and was like, do you not play soccer? I was like, no, man. Like I haven't played soccer in months. All right, cool. Like, till this day, like, I don't know if he knows what the true story is. But like, that was the last time I played soccer. Basically, I was like, fuck that. I'm not doing this shit anymore.
Oh, he's got to know.
He's a big Beer Mile podcast fan. So he's going to find out right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Do you have do you follow Premier League or anything for soccer? Actually, one of the listeners asked who your favorite football team is.
Football. So I used to be a big Barcelona fan.
Okay.
Me and my dad just growing up. And then when I quit soccer because of running, I couldn't really watch because if I watch, I'd be like, man, I want to go out there and try it. Like whatever new move or something like that. So I stopped watching for a little. And then one of my teammates from Ole Miss, his name is James, and he's a Newcastle fan. And they're like the worst team on the league right now. So I am a Newcastle fan, just in case like they start rebuilding and then they win the championship. I'd be like, dude, like,
oh, you're always there from day one. You're buying in when they're low. Yeah, that's smart. That's smart.
What, Isaiah, how about on your side? What other pro sports do you like to follow?
Basketball. Stash basketball.
Yeah. What's your team?
Celtics, baby.
Okay. Okay. Good stuff. How about a listener wants to know, video games. I don't know. I mean, this is more Adam's topic here. He's a big video game guy.
I play like one video game.
you play more video games than I do. So is this, I feel like a lot of pro runners, the thing to do when you're recovering during the day is to hit up some video games. Is that what you guys got going on your team too?
Yeah, I know Waleed's a big Dungeons and Dragons fan, so I don't know.
I'm not a big Dungeons and Dragons fan. I've only played like once, dude.
There's a clear divide. We got people asking if Zay is single, and then Waleed's over here playing Dungeons and Dragons.
We know he's single.
What's that? Wait, that's probably, do you play with Dave? Dave's a big D&D fan, right?
He is. I live with him in the house. He's like in this room right there. We played every Wednesday. We just have our own little thing just going on, and I don't know if I'll continue it or not, but yeah.
So more than once though, or is this just one?
Twice.
One.
I just played twice so far. Yeah. Twice. Okay. Okay. Two Wednesdays in a row. And that was it.
All right. You're hooked. You can feel it.
What's other than, yeah, like video, what does the team do in their downtime? Like, how do y'all chill together?
Do some like case races or anything, or what are you guys into?
I guess that's in the fall. Now, honestly, everyone's just like focused on training. And then if they have the chance to like go for dinner together or something like that, like we did yesterday, we just went to a brewery and we hung out. Like the whole team was there after we watched Drew run his race. But yeah, other than that, I feel like everyone's kind of like keep to themselves a little. Some people are like with their significant other and so on. And some just playing video games like Isaiah.
Yeah. Right now we're kind of boring. Like everyone's pretty boring, 'cause we're just like really ramping up training, getting ready for like US champs and stuff. So, I mean, you get home from practice and we live like 25, 30 minutes away from practice every day. So like pretty long drive. Like we're up in the mountains. There's not much to do like out here, so you can't really just like casually like head into town and like just hang out. Plus you're usually just like you're dead from practice, so I don't know. We've been watching a lot of TV, workaholics, gaming. Like really it's just like it's kind of a boring period of life, but like, you know,
it's boring period of life, but exciting for races. Like all the good races are happening. Everyone's gearing up for indoor. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good track and field spectating. So why do you guys stay so far outside of town? Is it just because that's where it's like cheap to get a big Airbnb house, or what? Why is that?
I mean, Albuquerque in general, I think it's pretty cheap for nice houses, but I don't know. Brooks just, they treat us well. The house that we're in is super nice. Just like in a nice secluded area, like up in the mountains. I don't know if there's like a specific reason. I don't think like we're trying to stay higher, because we're really not that much higher than we're like 500 feet higher than the other guys. But yeah, it's just where they've been staying in this area, I guess, for the past couple of years. I don't know. This is all still new to me, so I just kind of just going with the flow.
Get some extra. Hey, 500 feet, some extra gains. Why not? So Josh just stays in his own like bougie place then by himself. Is that the deal?
Oh yeah, he's got a sick penthouse downtown. I saw it the other day. He's got like a full gym inside of his apartment. It's sick.
Oh damn. Okay. What facilities do you guys use when you're there? Do you guys have like a specific gym, or using the university, or what do you have access to?
We do have a specific gym. Yeah. What's it called? Elevate. There it is. And it's like a bunch of like trainers who have worked with other like UFC fighters, from what I know, a couple like football players and baseball players. So they're very well known. They know what they're doing. Lifts down in Seattle, like lifts will be like, 20, 30 minutes, but here it's like up to like 70, 75 sometimes. But like it's all quality stuff. It's not like we're doing too much, but it's like we're focusing on the form and making sure that everything you're doing is, correctly, and that you're actually going to gain some benefit from it, which has been really nice. And it's a luxury that I'm actually going to miss when we go back to Seattle. But yeah, it's been nice. And then for indoor track, we just use the UNM. And then for outdoor track is the exact same way, University of New Mexico. Very thankful for that. If we don't have that, I don't know what we'd be doing. So
And so this wouldn't apply to Isaiah yet, but when you guys are in Seattle, are you all like, how far apart do you all live? Like, is it kind of a hassle to get together logistically, or how does that work?
It's close, relatively. Okay. The only person that I know that live outside of Seattle is Isaac. but then everybody else is close. He got a house kind of like close to me in a way.
No, Devin, dude, Devin's house is apparently in West Seattle.
And Devin's house is like an
hour drive to practice every day.
Oh my
he
God.
Signed a 2-year lease because he had no idea what he was doing.
Oh no.
That's brutal.
That sounds horrible after you finish a workout to have to drive for an hour and get all stiff and stuff in the car. That, I don't know. That sounds like not a good setup for training.
Yeah, that's Devin for you though. If you know Devin, he makes decisions like that. Love the guy, but
and he's probably commuting more than like the majority of Americans at this point.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
That's especially that gas is like so expensive in Seattle. It's like $4.30 a gallon.
Yeah.
He's got to hop on the Brooks Beast Tesla grind.
That's right.
I don't even get that good mileage either. I get like 13 miles per gallon.
What the hell are you driving? An RV?
No, I'm driving a 4-liter.
Oh, okay. Wait, is that bad? Really? Is that bad of mileage? Damn.
Yeah, in the city, it's pretty bad. And then on the highway, I get like 20.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's so bad. I've driven from Mississippi to Seattle, dude. It was so bad. I spent so much money on gas.
Hey, man, it's trail rated, though. So.
That's right.
It is, yeah.
Did you guys drive down to Albuquerque or did you fly down?
Flew.
Yeah,
no. Flew. Okay. Good. Yeah. I was gonna say that'd be pretty miserable. Yeah. To drive. I didn't know if you would want your cars, but
yeah, Danny's the only person that drove down here. But I think next time we come back up here, which would be like in April till June, I think some of the guys are probably planning on driving. I know David said he's planning on driving just because he wants to bring his dog with him. So
go figure. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. All right, we got some kind of closer funny. Kind of like would you rathers, I guess. Well, not all would you rathers.
They're good closers.
Okay, do you want to ask one first, or should I?
You can go for it.
Okay, let's. We'll start not explicit. So, if you could grow anything on trees, what would it be?
Money.
Okay, this is
simple enough. Simple enough. What about you, Isaiah?
Yeah, no, it's got to be money. I feel like what else would you say to that? It's got to be money.
Yeah, true. I guess like you can't really grow anything unless there's something that you could grow that money can't buy. But
time. Can you grow time on a tree? Probably not.
I don't know.
Can you grow, yeah, more fitness?
Getting deep
on
over
a tree?
There.
Yeah. Okay, that turned out to be a bad question.
All right.
Revive it.
These are questions that I write down either when I'm just like scrolling on TikTok or I'm like drunk or it's like middle of the night. I'm like, this would be a good question. We never like read them before. All right, we gotta go back to the tried and true. Who would you last longer with, Mike Tyson or Lana Rhodes?
See, that's a good question. That's way better than the last question. That's a tough one, too. I don't even know. Probably Mike Tyson. Just run around the ring a little bit.
There we go.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
A good strategy.
We got it.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be like Mike Tyson. Because I feel like Mike Tyson is like, he's a really nice person. You know, like if he punched me and like knocks me out, I know he's gonna come up to you like, sorry,
sorry man, it's part of the game, man. You know?
He'll be nice about it at least. He'll probably go take me out and like, all right, grab dinner, get a steak or whatever. But, you know, I'll take him.
Okay.
You're not going out to dinner with Lana?
Oh, no.
You're not gonna wine her first? Wine and dine?
It's all about efficiency. I'm getting the job done.
Yeah, Mike now is all he's all like happy and high all the time.
He's just smoking. He's got his own weed brand now, so I mean
that's right. Yeah, he's peace now. Yeah. He's not about punching people out, so. And yeah, I think he's probably lost a little bit of quickness with age too, so you guys would be able to bop around the ring and get away from him for quite a while.
I don't know about that, dude. I saw this one video of him the other day while he's like, you know, fully gray beard and stuff, dude. He's still got the fucking punch, dude.
Yeah.
That level of talent doesn't go away.
If he gets close to you, that's danger zone for sure.
Especially that he leaned up too. Like he started actually like taking care of his body. He's no longer fat. So,
all right, I'm gonna go with this bottom one. Okay. So, if you were stranded in Antarctica in a little like igloo hut for a year, who would you want to be stranded with? One person.
Waleed. I'm choosing Waleed.
Dude, you were not even my first choice, second or the 10th, man.
That's cool. That's so cool.
Fuck, who would I choose?
Lana Rhodes. Gotta be Lana Rhodes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'll choose her. All right, bet.
I got one. Go ahead.
I think I'll probably be with Jimmy Fox.
Okay.
Yeah.
For what reasons?
Spending a year in an igloo with another guy.
yeah, that kind of does sound pretty bad, actually. Shit. Well, you said you wanted to spend it with me. What the fuck are you trying to say?
He saw the transition picture that we post on TikTok. He's like, oh, shit. She looking
dude,
fine.
Okay, that one, dude, even if I was completely blackout, I would still put a fucking bag over my face, man. Fuck no. I don't know what you were thinking, man. 4 years?
We were just talking, what team should we do? We're going to do the reverse where we take a bunch of girls and make them into dudes. What team do you think would be good for that?
I feel like if I set something, team
boss.
Yeah, I was gonna boss, say you gotta do team boss.
Yeah, boss would be good. We'll do that after this.
but see, we need
to be drunk before, right?
Well, ideally drunk, but also like we need like David Melly or some girls to do that
true,
with us. You know,
true.
Like we need some.
So it doesn't look like we're too gay.
Okay. I know what you're trying to say.
Okay. I got you.
I got to go back to Jamie Foxx real quick. So are you just like trying to get some like wisdom and you think it'd be entertaining? Is that the deal?
Yeah, honestly, that's all what I need. Just somebody to like
entertain
chat with.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just laugh.
I think
the
that's
only way
answer.
To get through that, I feel like I don't want to live in Antarctica. I'm black. Yeah. What am I going to do there?
There's like nowhere to run. No electricity or Wi-Fi. What's going
shit.
On?
All right, last one. Would you rather be stressed out and on time or relaxed and late?
I'm always stressed out and late.
The worst of both.
You gotta pick one then. Maybe that's your problem.
Relaxed now. And late.
You gotta I guess if you're always late anyways, you just gotta start
knocking
your
shit.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm going with relaxed and late too. I think my personality is more so just relaxed anyways.
True. I feel like
stressed.
No.
I know like my whole family is always trying to be on time and I'm just like the one anomaly because I was probably adopted or something, you know? And I just decided that because I'm always stressed and late, I'm just going to stop caring.
Because you're always stressed and late.
Yeah, now I'm just relaxed and late.
It's amazing. Now it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, the family's not a fan, but like it's
I know cool. I'm going to be late, so might as well just fuck say it. Fuck it. I don't care. Yeah.
Dude, that's life advice, I think.
I remember there were two more listener questions specific to races. So someone wanted to know, Waleed, from you, what was it like getting third at NCAAs?
Felt like I was getting stabbed in the heart, man. It was so bad. I wanted to win so bad. It's also because like I feel like it was my first outdoor final. I struggled a bit before that. We're like, I'd get to NCAAs, but like I have the feeling that like I didn't belong there. And I had to like see a sports psychologist with the whole thing just to kind of figure it out. But like not having junior year because of COVID and then like jumping in medium to senior year and like finding myself there was like, all right, like I don't really have the experience of what to do here. Especially that I'm like racing the Goose and Cole Hawker, like, you know, like I've never raced them before. And like figure out that tactically where I can start moving where I know they're not going to be able to move. Like I just didn't know all of that. So it's like, I hear the, like, you know, the bell, it's like the last lap and I'm like hammering it in and like 300 to go, I'm leading, but then like 200 to go, I'm like third already. So, yeah, it sucked. I wish I have another year in the NCAA, but, at the end of the day, this was like the better choice for me right now. So,
for sure.
Yeah, it sucked. I would have loved to win. I really wanted to win.
Yeah. And for you, Isaiah, what was it like dunking on everyone at Gateshead?
That was a good feeling. That was a good feeling. There's a couple people in that race that I needed to beat. So yeah, it's a good feeling for sure. Plus the Diamond League pays well. So that's another good feeling.
That's right. Do you make more money per year? Do you expect to make more money per year off prize money or off your salary with Brooks?
Salary. And then, okay. Yeah, prize money is kind of just bonus.
Bonus, yeah, okay. Some money to spend in, I guess, for Waleed, so spend in Flagstaff on beer, for Isaiah to spend in Old Town Scottsdale on beer. Oh, good geez. Shit. Do you guys have anything you want to plug or, I don't know, any beef you want to get started here on this podcast? Oh, we can make sure that it gets started. Anything you want to say to close Waleed. Out?
Waleed's been dying to start some beef. He's been talking about it in practice. Talk your shit, Waleed. Talk your shit.
Yeah, I've been talking shit to Josh too, dude. And then I got my ass kicked from the workout yesterday.
That's one thing about Waleed. He will talk shit to anyone. I respect it. He's got the most confidence in himself out of anyone. I really respect it. He talks shit to Josh every single day. It's hilarious.
We need a mic'd up at practice with Waleed and Josh.
See, that's why we need the athlete special still there, because we need this on camera. Damn.
Yeah.
So, Daz, I feel like Josh is – that's the thing is, like, I'm always, like – I tried to like shit on him, but at the end of the day, he just always pull out the receipts and he's like, what's your PR again? I'm like, fuck. So he's like, dude, I ran that when I was like 17 and now you're still running 36, like 336 at 23. I was like, bro, like, fuck. what can I say to this, you know?
So no one's got beef to talk. Or advice to give. Yeah, or words
of wisdom to plug.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Shit.
Don't talk shit to
Josh. I'm not
Josh
fit, so I don't know who to talk shit to. I feel like I just stick beyond, like, still be on. I mean, I already started. I might as well just continue it, you know?
There we go.
I say we blow up this DMR thing and we try to make it a big deal.
That would be fucking fun.
That would be really
good. On his hosting Penn Relays too. That would be a good opportunity.
Let's go.
Put a DMR together there.
For sure. Yeah, there needs to be way more DMRs and relay races between pro teams in general. I think that'd be so hype or even like end of meet 4x4 or something. Just to get some team competition.
Now that we're homies with the Gately Track and Field Center people in Chicago, maybe we could get them to do some beef matches between pro teams.
Yeah. That'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun. Exhibition meet.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Just like straight relays, like maybe a DMR. I don't know. You could just, even just have a DMR. Be great.
Yeah.
And then a 4x4
4 by eight, all that stuff would be pretty sick.
4x mile would be big.
Dude, yeah.
My favorite 4x mile race.
A mixed 4x4 too would be good.
Those are fun.
Hell yeah.
Dude, the 4x mile at Penn Relays in 2015, I think it was.
With Cesarek and, dude.
That was such a good race. Oh my God. Yeah. I remember people were like booing. I'm like, what are you booing for? This is exciting.
It's better. I don't want to just see Cesarek just like keep the lead and just whatever, run away from everyone. Like, it was way more entertaining. I've watched that race probably 5 to 10 times at least. It's such a good race.
One of those races that are 3x Flowtrack.
Yeah.
Is anyone on Flowtrack anymore? Like, I haven't heard anything about them in a minute.
No, I really wonder how they make, I mean, they make money. Who's paying for that subscription? That's what I want to know.
They've moved more into like the broadcast.
Yeah, I guess.
As opposed to uploading.
I think they're going for the parents of the high school kids at like the AAU meet or like the small college meet that are just like, I want to see my kid run. So I'm going to buy this subscription. I feel like that's how they make their money. It's not like quality race coverage and they just like throw up a bunch of like weird videos. They're in like, the clickbait game now.
Yeah. They used to cover like NCAA cross and it was shit. But now like whoever's like the new person that's like whatever new company is doing it right now, it is so nice with like all the drones and stuff like that.
The live scoreboards on our live splits, like drone footage. Yeah. It's way better.
Their visuals are sick too.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, out with Flowtrack, definitely shorting Flowtrack.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Awesome, fellas. Well, thanks for coming on. Thanks for joining us. We'll have to make this happen in person someday and get even more banter going. But
in Flagstaff.
Let's go.
In Flagstaff.
Let's go. Yeah. Shout out to Devin. Hope he has a good one today racing too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yep. He's running the 400, so it's kind of his bread and butter.
That's yeah.
I think he's a 400 guy who runs the 8 once in a while, but he doesn't want to admit it.
I like it.
Are you nervous, Isaiah? Him bumping up to the 8 and just crushing it?
No, I'm excited. I mean, he's just a good guy. So and he's my teammate now. So gives me a reason to root for him.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll push each other.
Good stuff. All right. Well, thanks for coming on, fellas. Have a fun weekend. Don't have too much fun, but have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Right.
Take care.
Appreciate
Cheers.
It.
Bye.
See ya.
This is an interesting episode. Listeners, let us know what your favorite like substance of choice for us is, because this is an episode primarily fueled by coffee. We've had NA beer, we've had beer, we've had edibles.
I have not had edibles.
I think the edibles have only been during the After Dark episodes.
Yeah. Haven't, yeah.
Let us know. This episode is sponsored by...
Yeah, was the banter here better when we're just drinking coffee?
Because we're supercharged.
Yeah, we're supercharged. Is that the right banter mode?
What beans, where we get these grounds from?
We got these grounds. So at the local Jewel Osco.
Sponsored by Jewel.
They are the... Oh, is it Papa Nichols? Is that what we had in the pot? Or no, it wasn't the pot. Papa Nichols, I think, is a... Oh, Signature Select, the private label brand.
Signature Select.
Hey, you know what? That is probably the same shit that Starbucks has, but Jewel just put the private label on it, and it's half the price.
Sure.
So it tastes, I don't know, do you think it tastes all right? Yeah. I think it tastes pretty good. Just straight black. Adam and I like our coffee black, just like our souls. And
our women.
Yeah, I mean, Waleed, you were down for 4 beers on Waleed. So.
I think that's pretty... His comment about not wanting to shag himself, I think that's got to be pretty common, because every person that we, like, when we did that with, like, you, me, Eric, and Jax, everyone looked at themselves and was like, ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's probably a good thing, because if you're into yourself...
Unless you're, like, narcissistic.
Yeah, narcissistic. Yeah. I was just also thinking, if you're into yourself, then you probably would also be into your sibling, because your sibling kind of looks like you. So
point.
There's, like, something natural about you don't want to be into yourself
and how
you look, you know? Yeah.
I never thought about it like that.
I mean, I'd rip my own clothes off, but that's a different story. Just kidding. No, I thought when Waleed's transition photo, whatever, he had really good hair.
Yeah.
So that's what made it for me. You know, that nice long curly hair.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, him and Donovan's, I think they just have an edge with immaculate skin.
And that too. Yeah. Good looking fellas. I'm not afraid to say it. Good looking fellas. Wait, so we don't have a beer review, do we?
Oh, we reviewed this coffee.
Oh, we reviewed this coffee. Yeah. It's like a 7 or an 8 on taste, 10 drinkability.
Taste, I would give it like a 6, but a 9 drinkability.
I think I just don't even have a sense of what good coffee is anymore, because I have not purchased coffee from a coffee shop in a while. So now I'm so accustomed to drip coffee that
really,
I'm like, oh, this is good.
You really should go to that one coffee shop that the, what is it? World, the coffee and tea exchange.
And pick up some real beans, some good shit.
We spent like $100 on coffee beans the other day, but it was like, I don't know, like 4 pounds.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Still expensive per pound, but it's good stuff. Yeah.
It tastes so good.
Yeah. I'll have to hit that up. Any words of wisdom to leave the people with today?
Stay caffeinated.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Other word of wisdom is Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. I feel like not enough people are talking.
I haven't actually
Ghislaine Maxwell also didn't kill herself, but she's still alive. But just to be clear,
yeah,
she didn't kill herself.
Yeah, not yet, at least.
Right,
right, right. That's true. We haven't people have died too much. We got to bring that back, because words people of, need.
People need to know.
People need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, poor Jeffrey Epstein.
I don't know about poor Jeffrey Epstein. This is a Jeffrey Epstein sympathetic podcast.
Hey, if anyone gets murdered, you know, feel bad for them. Great advice.
Big Osama bin Laden, guys. I mean,
I do feel bad.
R.I.P.
I am just I'm a peace guy. I'm a what's the word for a pacifist? I'm just a pacifist.
Oh, so not a fan of the Ukraine Russia conflict.
Nah, not really a fan.
Yeah.
No, not a big fan.
I think we should all, why don't we all just go to the bar together, you know, hang out.
Exactly.
The world needs more beer and I guess on that side.
More good vibes, more, yeah. Why don't we all just, what? Okay, here's how we fix war in this world. Everyone gets 2 pounds of weed shipped directly to their house. Everyone smokes it together or eats it or does whatever they want to do with it. And there you go. Peace.
Damn.
May peace
you
be
should
with
run for,
you.
You should run for president on that platform. I should.
Everyone, we're going to raise taxes by 1% this year because everyone's getting a free supply of weed.
Dude, if my taxes got raised by 1%.
But weed was covered.
And in exchange, I got 2 pounds of weed. I would not give a fuck.
I think you could buy 2 pounds of weed for cheaper than 1% of your taxes, probably. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it depends.
I was thinking an unlimited supply, but... Well, not unlimited, but it's like a subscription. It's like every month you get another pound, you know?
I'm down for that.
A pound's a lot. Excessive.
A globe-wide ration of weed.
All right, well, we're going to call it there. We're going to go make another How Many Beers episode. We're going to go get ready for this Wisco coverage that's coming this Friday. We're going to go get our mouths ready for some hot ones.
Send in questions for Wisco shit. I'm sure we'll put...
Yeah.
Links to that at some point.
Yeah, send in nudes as usual, feet pics.
Actually, that'd be really funny if you sent like a picture of you're like, hey, here's a question for Wisco, and it's just like you in the mirror and it's like your ass cheeks, but the question's there. The answer to the question.
Sure. Let's see some creativity.
Yeah. Be creative with your responses. If you're more creative with how you're sending it in, higher chance that we'll ask the question.
That's true. All right. I think that's it. May peace be with you.
And also with you.
That's a good end.